Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council has voted unanimously to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The American ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July the 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in Manila, the Philippines, for his first official visit to Southeast Asia. He's there for the ASEAN ministerial meeting. On his agenda will be the continuing U.S. call for a legally binding mechanism to prevent conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea from erupting into violence. While in the Philippines, Tillerson will also seek greater cooperation from regional allies on isolating North Korea. U.S. military says it has called off the search for three Marines who are missing after their aircraft crashed into the sea off Australia's eastern coast. 23 other people aboard the so-called MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. Aircraft had been launched from an American assault ship and was involved in routine operations when it crashed. Aircraft still in Australia from U.S. joint military exercises with Australia. This is VOA News.